Bringing you real voices, real issues, and real solutions. You are listening to The Smart Hour Online, your global connection to uncensored, thought-provoking interviews and great conversation about what faces our world today. This is not mainstream media. This is The Smart Hour. Here you go. Your host, Tanisha Smart.
Hello, lovies. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight to the Smart Hour. We are still on the mission to pray. We're compelled to pray. We've been praying over the past few weeks, and we will pray again tonight. Tonight, we want to pray regarding the climate of confusion that's in the land after the election and a lot of the things that are going on today. We just want to send up prayers for God's people and for all of the people regarding the climate that's in the earth today. So, as usual, we will go ahead and take a quick break, and then I'll come back on and we'll get into prayer. Thanks for tuning in.
The Smart Hour, brought to you by Fit, Focused, and Curvy, knowledge for the complete woman, an environment for women to share and grow, offering tips and testimonials on fashion, parenting, cleaning, and much more. Be sure to friend us on Facebook at Fit, Focused, Curvy. Follow us on Instagram at Fit Focused Curvy and check out our website at fitfocusedcurvy.com.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to, for staying tuned or staying with us and standing with me here in prayer. That song is by Elevation Worship. It's called Here As in Heaven. So we'll go ahead and dive into our prayers and send up these prayers to the Father in regards to what's going on in the land. God, we thank you so much. Thank you for our help and our strength and helping us to be sober in this time, be sober and know that we need to pray. God, thank you so much for the mind to pray. Thank you, God. We give you honor, we give you praise, we give you glory, God, for the mind to pray in this hour. Thank you, God. Thank you for the compassion to pray. You are awesome in all of your ways. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so, God, there is a lot of unrest in the land. You know, you're God, and none of this surprised you. But with all of the unrest that's in the land and all of the confusion in the land, God, we just pray that you stretch out your hand. We pray, God, that you would touch the hearts and minds of people, God, where people are fearful and people are emotional and people are acting out and doing things, God, that should not be done or that are outside of that, that's outside of their character. God, we pray that you just intervene. Please dispatch your holy angels in the land, dear God, to minister to and to war, God, on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Please, God, have your way. Have your way. Have your way. In the land, have your way, God. God, we lift up all of those that are angry about race and where race is the main thing on their minds, God, where race and skin color is all that they can see. Father, please, ooh, God, please bring a mindset of unity, a mindset of stability, dear God, that people would not be so moved by emotions, dear God, and not be so tricked and deceived by the media, dear God, but that people would really open their eyes and remember that we the colors that we've been all of our lives. And God, in the midst of all of that, that you are a creative God. God, I pray against, we pray against the spirit of confusion in the lives of your people. With that spirit of confusion comes every other evil work. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for moving by your spirit. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for helping people to wake up and to be able to see, to know, to understand what's actually going on. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And God, for those that are fearful, fearful of the next 4 years and fearful of what's going to happen and fearful as it relates to the things of the spirit and fearful as it relates to race wars and fearful about everything. God, we pray that you would bring a spirit of rest where you can, God, and where it can be brought, I should say, in the earth. That people would turn to you, dear God, and realize that there's only rest in you. There's only a lack of fear in you, for your perfect love casts out all fear. That people will understand, dear God, that you are the answer, Jesus. Jesus is the answer. And that people will be open to giving you a chance, and open to seeing what this Jesus walk is all about. So that in the midst of that, people will have peace. For God, we know for what is coming, we need you, we need Jesus, and we need the gift of the Holy Spirit. Please intervene as only you can. Please move by your spirit. Please, 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 Lord. Please move by your spirit against fear. Fear that causes people to do things that shouldn't be done. Fear that causes people to say things that shouldn't be said. Fear that causes people, Lord, to be angry. Fear that invites a spirit of hatred. God, that you would move. God, that you would have your way. That you would have your way, Lord, in the midst of everything that's going on in the land. That you would have your way, God. God, that you will begin to wake people up, God, from slumber. People that are numb, dear God, and led by the media, and led by TV, and led by social media, and led by other confused people. God, that you would come in, that you would move by your Spirit. That you would move by your Spirit and move through your people, dear God. Oh, God, that you would move by your Spirit and reach those, God, that you know, that you knew from the foundations of the earth that would receive Jesus. And I have to say, Jesus, I have to lift up Jesus, because I know that it's only in him that there's rest, regardless of what the world says, regardless of what options people try to give or people try to conjure up or force on the masses. God, I know, just as you do, that a sacrifice was needed, and that sacrifice is Jesus. And Jesus is the only way for peace. And the only way that there would be any form of unity that would be lasting, only what's done for Christ will last. And so, Father, I pray that people will open their hearts to Jesus. I've seen firsthand what before a relationship with Christ is like and after a relationship with Christ is like, and it's totally different. There's a change of heart and a change. The relationship with Jesus brings compassion. We're more compassionate. And then that compassion, God, we're open to understand that we are truly one people. We all really are the same. God. God. Just have your way in the land. Have your way in the land, God. There are some out there, God, that still want to be saved, that would still receive you. There are some that still have an ear, that would still answer to your call, and that would still answer to the beckoning of you, Holy Spirit. There are still some out there that would be saved. Father, have your way. In the name of Jesus, have your way and pour yours out, dear God. Please. And in the midst of all of the things that are going on with this spirit of confusion released, God, I pray that those that are called by your name would be grounded. That we be grounded and ready and equipped to minister, Lord, where we're supposed to, with the ready word in our mouths, that we're sober, God, in the name of Jesus, that we are sober, understanding and knowing our purpose. God, let there be an awakening of the church, a sobering of your people. That we would be who we're supposed to be in the earth in these days. That we would not be moved by our emotions, God. That you would remove nasty attitudes and foul words that we speak and the way we look at people, God. That we would be the one to extend a salutation and extend love in the earth for your word that said, by our love will people know that we're your disciples. So, God, let Christ in us, the hope of glory, be manifested in this hour. Let Christ, please, God, in us, the hope of glory, be manifested in this hour. We be awake and aware of what's going on. That we have arms, God, that will embrace people, Lord. Regardless of their complexion, regardless of their sexual orientation, regardless of their gender. God, as we see things rapidly moving with even more momentum towards the end, God, that we will be in position so that we can operate in whatever climate comes up.
that we would be sober, renewing us the right spirit. Make us gentle when we need to be gentle, loving when we need to be loving, God, and then strong and speak with authority, God, when we need to. Holy Spirit in us, please have your way. And in doing so, God, let change spread throughout the earth. Oh, God. Urukuruboshia, Yobokuramabasia, Yabakurabashi. God, thank you for the mind to pray. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for a spirit of prayer. Thank you for a prayer language. For we know not what we ought to pray for. But you in us, Holy Spirit, you can make the groans and the utterances that we cannot make. You speak to the Father on behalf of what's going on in the earth. God, you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to everlasting life. Help us be in position. Help us be prayerful. Help us be mindful. And so I have to start, I have to focus on the prayer there, God, because I know that we who are called by your name, we need the prayer, we need the anointing, we need the strength, we need the soberness, we need the skill, the spiritual skill intact, we need the knowledge, God. We need your hand. We need you to manifest in our members, manifest in our actions, manifest in our hands, and manifest in our feet, God. Manifest, please, God, in our thought process that we will begin to take every thought captive and make it obedient unto Christ. God, that we would cast down everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, the knowledge of God, the knowledge of Jesus, that we would cast it down. And Jesus is love, and God is love. And for anything that is not operating in that realm, God, that we would cast it down. For any thought process, God, that's not lined up with that, that we would cast it down in the name of Jesus. Oh, this is the hour. Yo corre me ambo corroboshi. Yo soto rebeki andorosha talabato to correshi. Bio soto ricamabasheta yabaco roco rebeke andorocolasta. Aya yabaco, oco, beke iico oracaba. Boco fata e candarabaco racaseta. Yerushi. Yo boko reba sindio soto kore deki anyabako rakamandru soto o rekebesh. Oko rando bo soto oko okore. Ni iyabako rabaka. Yu soto. Doko soto kore deki shababako ra. Ne andru shi. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the mind to pray. Thank you, Lord, for the position of the church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're awesome in all of your ways. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your ear is still attentive. Thank you, God, that grace is still in the earth. Thank you, God, that you've given us another day. You've given us just one more chance, God, to receive Jesus and to walk this thing as we are supposed to walk it. Thank you for another chance. Thank you, God, that you haven't shut up the heavens yet. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you. Oh, God, when we're in a world, God, that doesn't seem to take anything seriously because the masses have been conditioned. Conditioned to see the false thing, conditioned to think everything is artificial, conditioned to think that we always get another chance. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you first for the mind to know that you won't always stride with man. Thank you, God, for the mind to know that you won't always stride with man. And then with that knowledge, God, help me and help others, God, to save as many as we can, even as we continue to repent and to be grateful for the grace that you even extended to us. Help us get it right, God. Help us get it right in this hour. Help us get it right, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. For you know more than I do that people are dying. Give us the truth to speak with boldness and boldness to speak the truth. For your truth, oh God, truth, God, when we operate in the gifts of the Spirit like we're supposed to, truth that comes that man cannot argue or debate against, truth that hits them from their childhood, truth that hits them in the core and makes everybody realize that I do need to be saved and I do need a Savior. Oh God, have your way. Oh God, have your way. That people would get it in the very core of who they are, that a Savior is needed. A Savior. Glory, God. Savior. That we don't get another shot at this. God, help us. Help us, help us, help us, God. 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 Oh, God. Help us to walk in the level of authority and the level of humility at the same time. And for that balance, it takes you, Holy Spirit. Help us to realize that we are the answer. Oh, God, that we are the answer. 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 Oh, God, glory. We are the answer. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. We are the answer. Help us get it, God. We are the answer. We are the answer for the unrest in the earth. We are the answer. Only through you. Only through you. And what I mean by answer, help us to get it in our spirit that we are the answer because we are your ambassadors. We are to go out. We are to do what you said, Jesus, to go out into all the earth and make disciples. And if we're working as we're supposed to, and we're working in these wee hours of the day, then people will see you. And in that, we are the answer. It is you and us, the hope of glory, that is the answer. Glory. Glory. Oh, my God, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That we will forget about how we look in front of man and what we say and how people might take it, if we might sound crazy, if we might sound too deep or too spiritual. But God, that we would just speak what thus says the Lord, and that we would be bold, because people's souls are at stake. God, have your way. Have your way. The unrest in the earth, the confusion in the earth, these things going on in the earth, God, you've given us authority. You've given us the privilege of prayer. You've given us authority in our mouths and in what we speak. Help us to walk in that authority. Help us to be open, Lord, to being used by you. And even in the midst of all of those things happening, just as you kept me when I was in the world, just as you consoled me and you came to see about me, I pray that you see about the people, God. I pray that you see about the masses, God. Of course you care for us. This is the very reason why you sent your son. Of course you do. Have your way in the earth, God, against the spirit of confusion. Oh, my Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way, have your way, have your way in this earth. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God, in this earth. As you protect, God, while grace is still available and mercy is still available, God, that you would protect every racist person, God, even as you deal with them as only you can, God, that you would speak to them through dreams, God, that you will begin to pull them by your spirit. For God, your word says, as Paul said, one man plants, another man waters, but it's you that brings the increase. So in the midst of people and everything that's going on, God, that you would plant and sow seeds into their dreams and even where they go, God. I don't have to ask you how to be God or to say things, but I just pray. I stand here, God, as a porter of the gate with you to get into the earth and be God. And I pray, God, that you would have your way in the lives of people in the name of Jesus. Through dreams and through TVs and through social media and through every access portal, Father, I pray that you come in and have your way in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, that you would mandate, that you would dominate every portal into the earth. Every portal that has access to your people, you are God, and there is no other. You are Almighty God. Oh, Korebashi, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are, you are, you are. You are the master of all creation. Oh, God, we exalt you. We exalt you high above the earth. You are God, you are God, you are God. Besides you, there is no other. Speak with people, and that you prepare the hearts of people, God, as only you can. Please, Father. Please, Father. Please, Father. Please, Father. And thank you for the love that you have for all mankind. that you would cease these wars going on in the earth, everybody battling about something through this spirit of confusion, God, that you would cease the wars, that you would cease the wars, that we would begin to post pictures and that we would take over. We would post pictures of love and a black person and a white person hugging and walking together, that we would take over, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yabasia do korabakeshe ishoto rakama yebokosu. Have your way. God, have your way, have your way, have your way. Thank you, Jesus. Uroko roboshi, ibobo shata, yubokoshi. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, have your way, have your way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we thank you and give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you all. Thank you all for standing with me in prayer. God, we thank you. We thank you again for the mind to pray. Thank you, Lord, for the things that you dropped in my spirit even as I was praying, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I pray, God, that your love be released and more of your love be in the earth. Your love, more of your love, more of your love, more of your love in the earth, more of your love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Orchestrate what you want to orchestrate, God, that we would take over in the name of Jesus, that we would take over. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. love be promoted. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much. You guys are so awesome just for standing in prayer and just listening in, even praying on your own, standing in agreement, because prayer is so needed. And we have to stay in this vein until God says move. And so I just want to thank you again for tuning in again this Thursday with me and standing with me in prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys are amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I'm sure that God is pleased with you for doing this. I'm sure that God is pleased for us to believe and to ask him. So we ask these things in Jesus' name. So guys, please make sure that you tune in next week to the Smart Hour, and we'll be praying again if that's what the Lord leads us to do, okay? Thank you so much, and we won't go out with our normal closing. We will go out with worship because that's the zone in the mode that we're in. So, again, thanks for tuning in. Be sure to tune in next Thursday. You won't want to miss the time that the Smart Hour will add to your life. Have a great night, everybody.